Welcome to the Intuitive Rising Podcast. I'm your host, Amy Brooks. This is a podcast that invites you to remember who you are, return to yourself, and rise into your highest and best soul self. Every week, I will be sharing inspiring conversations about topics that hold keys to your awakening. My mission as an international evidential psychic medium, Reiki practitioner, and intuitive mentor is to help you rise into who you were born to be. Enjoy the show. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Intuitive Rising Podcast. I'm your host, Amy Brooks. As always, so lovely to connect with you. Thank you so much for listening every single week. And we have a special guest today. We have Melanie, and it's Huestis. Am I pronouncing it correctly?
It's Huestis.
Huestis.
Easier than it looks.
Huestis, like Houston. We have a problem, but Huestis. Okay, yes, perfect.
Huestis, we don't have a problem. We're good.
We are all good. Okay, so Melanie, I would love to chat your ear off. I've been looking forward to this conversation for a while.
Me too.
We have had bits, spurts of conversation here and there, but we haven't ever gone on a deep dive. No. So I am excited to go on a deep dive and get to know you a little bit better personally, but also introduce you to the community and just kind of see how that goes. And so why don't we talk a little bit about who you are and what it is that you do?
Okay. So who I am is one of those loaded questions.
It very much is.
I love cats, like a ridiculous amount. Like that's the core of who I am. I love cats. I love nature. I love gardening. I love my family. And my entire life, I've been a spiritual seeker. Mm-hmm. So I was raised in a non-religious household, mm-hmm. non-spiritual, like just neutral household. Yep. And I remember I was 5 when I first asked for a Bible because I knew there was something bigger. We weren't mm-hmm. having the conversation and I wanted to start exploring. Mm-hmm. And so it just started from there. And then I explored all the different religions. By the time I was a teenager, I was into witchcraft and doing tarot mm-hmm. and all that sort of stuff.
That's
a gist of who I am.
Was your family receptive to those conversations? Were they open?
I'm going to say yes. So my experience back then was if I would say, I want to, you know, go to church or I want to read the Bible or whatever. They said, okay, and would support it. Mm-hmm. But my mom has told me since, you know, becoming an adult, oh my God, like when you told us that you were a witch, we thought that you were going to summon the demons. And you know, mm-hmm. like they, yeah. because they had no experience. They were both raised in Christian households. They had no experience of it, but they never let that deter me mm-hmm. from exploring what was resonant.
Which is beautiful.
It's really cool. Hard to really do as a parent.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. I like you kind of was raised in a neutral household.
Yeah.
Like I know there was people before me that would have been Christian for mm-hmm. sure. But nobody was practicing or talked about it.
Yeah.
Religion, spirituality, none of that was ever spoken about in any real sense. But it always was super interesting to me. And I've always wanted to explore it and had like an innate knowing of things as well, like when it comes to the spiritual side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the thing that is so cool, and I'm sure you know this, but we are born still attached to the other side, still mm-hmm. aware of the other
Absolutely.
Side.
Absolutely.
And that connection stays open usually until around 8 years of age. And so when our kids are like, there's a monster in my bedroom, like I believe there's a monster in their bedroom. Mm-hmm. Or when they say grandma came and visited me last night and grandma has passed.
Yes.
I believe that grandma was there last night.
Me too. Yeah.
But we tell our children, oh, it's just your imagination. That was just a dream. Mm-hmm. It's not what you think. And so we are taught to not trust it, to not trust ourselves. And so we disconnect from that part of ourselves typically by the time we're teenagers, adults.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Interestingly enough, I was doing a session yesterday and it was both like intuitive guidance and mediumship. And we got to a part where I had asked her if there was any kind of questions that she had. And she brought up this kind of sleep disturbance that she'd had over the last year or so, where she was having, for lack of better words, a lot of nightmares.
Yeah.
And what came up was kind of steeped in childhood, and it wasn't based on anything like traumatic or specific
about something she'd been exposed to. It was more about this root fear of, I guess, death, but like not existing anymore in some way. Like she is such a intuitive, like in tune person, like us, like doesn't have to be taught how to open, just is open. And she was kind of afraid of it, right? So it was manifesting in this kind of sleep disturbance. And kind of when I was tapping into it, I was hearing like, this is a fear of yourself. Like, this is a fear of you and your innate abilities. And she's like, oh my God. And so I said, what was there something that was very uncertain or unpredictable? Because the need to kind of be in control of things was coming up a lot through the session. So I said, what happened right before this started? And she's like, oh my God, something that felt out of my control. So yeah, it's just interesting how that can kind of come forward. And I was using the words like from her guides, you know, the monster on your under your bed, which is kind of like what you're saying as well, was like her and the fear of who she really was.
Well, that's so prevalent in most of us, right? And so many people go through their lives living in fear. I mean, we have a chronic anxiety issue right now, and fear typically results when we deny the reality, when we deny our reality. And instead of trying to be something we're not, if we can just accept who we are. If you don't like it, you can change it. We don't have to, stay that way.
Absolutely.
But it becomes so much less scary to go through the world, don't you think?
1,000%. And speaking of anxiety, I know a little bit before this conversation we started recording, we talked a little bit about health and maybe some similarities between the two of us rather. And yeah, I just made a note about chronic anxiety and I wanted to pick your brain about that. So I myself have been diagnosed with generalized anxiety disorder many, many years ago in my early 20s. Couple of my children also on that path. It definitely is something I see in my lineage and my family. But something I've noticed just myself in observation mode with the clients that I've served over the last 7, 8 years is that those of us that are in particularly maybe on the spectrum of sensitivity, let's say, and open to the spirit world, tend to also have. I don't know if I want to say enhanced, but definitely more than maybe the average experiences with anxiety. So do you think there's something to that, like an energetic connection?
I do. I don't know if I would label it an energetic connection, but definitely I would say a physical connection. And the reason being that when we are extra sensitive, I believe everyone can talk to spirit, everyone can get their own messages, but some of us are just born like, right, really expanded. So for those of us who are really open, what we are really open to is feeling, experiencing energy.
That's right.
So it's not like we can just talk to spirit, but all the energy other than that doesn't bother us. We tend to have more food sensitivities. We tend to get exhausted by being in community, even if we're happy and we want to be there. Normal tasks like cleaning the house can wipe us out faster because we feel everything bigger than your average person. So if we take this physical sensitivity to energy and we pair it with what we were talking about a minute ago, a lack of trust in ourselves, because we've been taught for the most part growing up, that's not real, that's not what happened. So we feel something, we experience something, but then we're told it's not that. We begin to feel unsafe in our bodies. Right. And then that, if we, I mean, I don't want to go too far down this rabbit hole, but then that manifests in nervous system dysregulation. And then it just compounds, right? So then you're not regulated. You're feeling more stress and anxiety. You're feeling all of the energy, but you don't have the capacity to deal with it. So then there's more stress, right? And I think what we really need to do is we need to, first of all, remind each other that it's normal to be overwhelmed. It's normal to have fear. It's normal to talk to spirit. And here's how you actually manage that without going into overwhelm. No one's here to teach us. Like, I never got taught. I
Me
had to,
neither.
through hard learned experience, figure out how to manage that stuff.
Same, same.
Does that make
So
sense?
it totally makes sense. Totally makes sense. Yeah, and I kept hearing the word awareness kind of pop into my mind as you were speaking. Even sometimes it's even the awareness of the difference. Like, this is not me. This is me picking up on someone
yeah,
else.
Or, how would
right?
you know that?
Right. But
If
when
no one taught you.
Exactly. But I feel like maybe the two of us have kind of figured that out on our own the hard way.
Yeah.
And then we can recognize it. That in itself helps neutralize it a little bit, or
for sure
create some ease around it.
But I will say, sorry.
No, go ahead. Yeah.
What I will say though, is that I've been talking to spirit my entire life. Literally, I've been doing this professionally for, 13, 14 years. There are still days where I'm like, oh my God, I feel like crap. Oh, what's wrong? Am I getting sick? And then, a friend would be like, is that your energy? So like,
Right.
I need the reminder.
Yeah.
Right? It's not like you get to this place in the journey. I hear this from clients all the time. Oh, it must be so easy for you. It's not easy.
We're still on the human journey. We're still
exactly
experiencing that. We're still learning.
Exactly. So I think it's important to say that too, that all of us struggle
yes
at some point with something. And again, the more we can have these open conversations and understand we're not alone.
Yeah.
And maybe share what works for me and what works for you. And, it makes the journey so much more enjoyable.
And that's something that I really love about you, is that you keep it real. And I try my hardest to show up that way as well. Like when I'm going through something, there's a part of me that wants to, I do feel resistance though. I will say there's a part of me that goes, I'll say it, I'll put it out on my stories or the podcast or what have you. And they'll go, did I say too much? And like, that comes back in of like, oh no, I've said too much. I shouldn't have done that. But I've learned to kind of move through it and go, no, but I'm not deleting it. It is what it is. It's already out there. And when I have those moments, it feels like the things that I have talked about that creates those moments of doubt or fear, get the most feedback from people. Like, thank you so much for talking about that. That helps me so much.
Yes.
So I've just learned to know that that resistance is also something to move through. And I tried my hardest to show up real.
Well, I certainly think you do from my experience.
Thank you.
But one thing I'd love to say around that, going back to the anxiety, is if we constantly feel the need to edit our true selves because we are afraid of external judgment, which of course we are. Look at the world we live in. Of course we are. But that creates more anxiety. Did I share too much?
Yeah.
Did I share enough? What are people going to think? Should I do it differently next time? And one of the biggest parts of my healing, which again, it's not perfect, but I'm pretty good at this point, is just letting it all fucking hang out.
Yeah.
And if it's not for you, God
it's
bless
not for
you,
me.
Move on.
Yeah.
Right.
And
and if it is for you, welcome.
That's what I hear as I'm moving through the resistance, but I still feel the resistance.
Yes.
And keep it
so
going.
Do I.
Yeah.
And I was actually talking to a client about that yesterday, that someone could look at, say, my social media feed and think, oh, wow, she doesn't give a crap.
Right.
I do. Of course I do. I'm human. I have a heart. I want community. I want connection. I want to be loved. Like, of course I do. It's just that I don't let that fear stop me.
That's right.
That's the only difference.
That's the only difference. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's where I've noticed growth within myself, but I
yes.
admire within you as well. And anybody else that kind of keeps it real on their social media.
Because that's all I follow. Accounts,
yeah, it's
the
real.
Real
people. Yeah, because you even see it sometimes with people. They'll post something like an opinion piece or what have you, and then they're like, oh, so I've lost like $5,000 because I, like people. But I've just, I guess what I'm trying to say, I'm kind of lost for words in the moment, but I guess what I've learned is I don't care about numbers. I don't care about any of that. I want the people that are here. If I say something that somebody doesn't like, sorry, but I'm still going to say it. You know what I mean? Or if you don't resonate with it, I'm still going to stay true to myself.
I have a question for you.
Okay.
Have you noticed that you do lose followers or get nasty comments? Okay.
Never.
Because this is my experience as well. And
yeah.
I don't know. I think I do get it, but I say some shitty things that I don't agree with later. And I won't even say shitty things. I change my opinions a lot.
Yeah.
And I'm very adamant about what I believe in the moment. So I will put something out on the internet that I feel very strongly about. And maybe 6 months, 6 years later, I have a radically different view. I leave it up there.
But isn't that
Right?
growth?
Isn't it gross? What do you mean?
That's growth.
Oh,
Isn't
growth.
that
I said
growth?
gross. I'm like, it's
No,
not gross.
that's not growth. No, isn't that growth in itself?
It is
Is
growth.
the
And
ability to adapt and change?
exactly. And
Yes.
we're so resistant to
Yeah.
that in this society that I love to put it, like to have it out there so others can see the transformation, the change, the not grasping to having to be one thing. Like that's what stunts us,
Yeah.
is when we think we have to show up consistently as one version of ourselves.
Yes.
Right? And I find that when I do that, I have, like you, I've never received a shitty comment. I've never received a hate email. I've never, to my knowledge, because I'm not a big numbers girl either, I've never, to my knowledge, lost a bunch of followers. And I've spent a lot of time over the years figuring out what the difference is. And I think it is that when you are open to hearing the criticism, will not change based on the criticism. People can energetically be like, what's the point?
Right. Yeah.
But I've witnessed a lot of really beautiful people on social media receive the criticism and instantly go back and change and edit and delete. And you can see that the people who are doing that are getting what they want. I don't
Absolutely.
know if I'm saying this in the right way, but that's the gist of it.
No, I think you are. Yeah. No, that makes sense to me.
So when we have
Yeah.
strong energetic boundaries, it doesn't mean we think we're right. I'm wrong all the time. But if we are just secure and this is what I think now, and I'm open to discussing it, there's not really a lot of room for an argument to start up.
Right. And that's kind of what we're here to talk about today.
Yes, we could get to that point, right?
Well, this buzzword was popping in my mind as we were discussing this episode, our buzz term, meeting in the middle.
Yes.
Meeting in the middle. And really, this is about can we meet in the middle on topics that may be polarizing? Right.
Absolutely.
And so, do you think that we can?
I know that we
We
can. I'm
can.
not going to say we always do, but we can. And I was thinking about this since we had that conversation. And I think it all comes down to we need to approach the conversation from an intention of wanting to understand, not wanting to convince.
Yes.
And I think that's the big difference between having an open, loving conversation and having an argument.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I've got really comfy in that, in the sense, like over the term of like me being in this work professionally, is then I noticed the growth in like there's less in me that needs to convince anybody of anything. Right? That shows up in a huge way when you're working in the spiritual field with clients, right? We're
For
not here to
sure.
convince, we're just here to show you, and what you do with that is up to you. That and
Yes.
that then translate, because I actually feel like I've become a little bit more, I don't know if tolerant is the right word, but more, definitely more understanding about other people's perspectives, and they do not have to be the same as mine. And they do not inherently make somebody right or wrong.
Definitely.
That has opened and expanded since I've begun this work, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is a lovely thing, and I wish, my hope is that more of us can get there. So we know that we can meet in the middle on topics that may be polarizing. Is
Yeah.
there any things that come to mind, experiences in which you've had, maybe with other people, that where you've kind of worked through something that may have been polarizing?
Yeah, that's basically my entire life, if being honest.
Yeah,
I
because
have
you're so
all
sure in yourself, I feel, even
I
if it
am.
changes. Yes.
I'm very sure in myself. I am very open to confrontation. Like never, even as a kid, would I walk away from a fight. Like I don't want to say I seek it out, but like I love learning. I love sharing my opinions. I love hearing other people's opinions. And the only way that we do that is by coming together when we don't agree, right? Like hanging out at a party where everyone thinks the same thing is boring.
Boring.
So I think I've always kind of sought that out. And oh my goodness, I got off track of what, can you ask me the question?
Okay. Essentially, I was just asking, like, is there an experience that you can think of where you've had to work through
Yes,
that, a
of course, my
polarizing?
whole life. Yes. Now I know where I was going with it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm going to say the biggest example that I feel everyone can relate to is COVID,
Yes.
Right.
Yes,
I mean, I know we
absolutely.
talk about it a lot, but it's such a huge part of our lives, and it changed the world in such radical ways. And whether you believed that we needed to hunker down and vaccinate and mask, or whether you believed that it was, something that wasn't necessary and taking away our controls, we all felt very strongly about our opinions. And there was a lot of situations where I was ostracized, where I was yelled at, where I was blamed. And that for me was one of the most beautiful experiences I have ever had, in the sense that it is truly what taught me how to be neutral, how to listen without judgment, and more so, how to find the common thread that always exists
Yes.
in every single situation.
You're right. You're
Right.
right.
So if I look at someone who will say the jabs, right? Say someone is like, we have to get it so we can protect everybody. If we, okay, that's their opinion. It's just an opinion. That's all
Yep.
any of us have is an opinion. But that opinion, if we go deeper, why do you think that people should get jabbed? Because you want to feel safe. You don't want to lose anyone you love. You want to be a good person,
Right.
right? Beautiful. We look at someone who didn't want to. Okay, that's your opinion. Why didn't you want to? Because I'm scared. I don't want to have a reaction. I want to keep
Yep.
the people I love from getting a reaction.
Right.
I want to feel safe and be a good person. So the underlying energy in this example, but I found in every example so far that I have examined, we actually want the same thing. We're
Yeah.
coming from the same intention. We
Yeah.
simply have different opinions on how to get there. So how is that an argument?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And it just was so beautiful that once I realized this really dropped in, like I said, during COVID, that I could see someone who was very adamant about the opposite beliefs that I held and just like love them. Like, I'm sorry you're scared. I want to help you feel safe.
Yeah, I love that. And we can see that as well in what's happening, maybe politically in North
For
America.
sure.
Very
Well, I know
polarizing.
we have talked. We are not on the same, I don't
Yes.
say side, but we have different beliefs on that as well.
I believe we voted differently in the
We did vote
Canadian,
differently. Yeah.
election. Yeah. And we spoke about that a little bit, and that's kind of what spurred maybe the idea of this conversation is,
Yeah, for me it was.
yeah, it's like, okay, I listen to what you have to say, listen to what I have to say, and it's like, okay,
And I
both,
learned,
right? And we
right?
both kind of want the same thing. It's
We
just
do.
who we think can do it and how we think it can
Exactly.
happen, right?
Exactly. And I think this is what's so important, is just coming back to that common ground, that meeting in the middle, as you put it. And we can only do that if we show up from a place of neutrality,
Yeah. Which
right?
is so hard from a human standpoint a lot of the time, right?
So I love that you say from a human standpoint, because I'm kind of a pro at neutrality. Toot my horn a little bit there. That's one thing that I actually find pretty damn easy to do. But it's not because of the human part, it's because of the
The spirit,
spiritual, right?
exactly. Yes.
So I
Yes.
believe that everything happens for me.
Yes.
I believe that I am always safe. I believe that every single thing in this universe has the ability to be perceived as positive or to be perceived as negative, but that the thing itself is not inherently good or bad. So those are my spiritual beliefs based on 50 years of communicating with spirit. I am so sure in that belief system. So if I truly believe that, and this is where I see the disconnect in people, a lot of people say they believe that, but then their actions don't line up.
Yes.
Right? And again, if we come back to that whole thing of fear and anxiety, the reason why we want to convince someone to agree with us is because it makes us feel safer and we're right and we're all,
Yes.
on the right path. But if we take that fear away, because we know whether we're on the right path or not, we are in alignment. We are safe.
Yeah.
We're exactly where we need to be. You have zero need to convince anyone of anything.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. Yeah, I love that. And as you're speaking, I'm having like a memory pop up in my mind of actually there has been like The reason I didn't think of it negatively when we talked about have you ever had a negative kind of comment or feedback from someone is because now it's not negative, but I guess in the moment it could have been perceived at the beginning. I remember I received a comment on a YouTube video from somebody that was obviously like very, very religious. And so they were just made this very long drawn out comment about hell and you know what I'm doing and it's wrong and evil and all that kind of stuff. And I remember feeling in my body the like, holy shit, I'm gonna lose it, right? Because it's so different from who I am and my intentions. But I thought, you know what? This person really believes in what they're saying. I really believe in what I'm saying. Why would they be saying that? You know, so I kind of tried to come from a place of neutrality. And I asked them, you know, we broke it down and basically they wanted to keep me safe. You know, based through their lens of belief, I just don't want you to go to hell, Amy. And so we ended up having this beautiful conversation. And I remember receiving some comments afterwards, like, whoa, I didn't think that conversation was going to go that way. Because we ended up just going, okay, lovely to meet you. You know, take good care. But I stand very firmly in my opinion. I didn't defend myself.
No need.
I didn't need to. No, because this is my truth and that's your truth. And, you know, that's great. We should all have something we believe in. It's the forcing on others that gets us in trouble or the
It
feeling.
can.
Yeah, it
It
can.
depends on who we're interacting with.
That's
Like my
right.
husband cringes. I am the person who will invite the Jehovah's Witness that knock on my door in for a
Oh,
conversation.
we're so similar. We're so
Right?
similar.
There is probably no religion on the planet further from my belief system.
Right.
You are never, ever going to convince me that that is right for me.
For you.
But the fact that you care about me, a stranger, so much that you're going to take your weekend day to knock on my door, knowing there's going to be resistance, there's going to be judgment for most people, to try and welcome Jesus into my heart so that my soul gets saved. Like I'm getting emotional just talking about it. That is so
Oh, and
beautiful.
powerful.
Right? So if we can again look past the opinions, look at the energy. These people want to help humans, whether they know them or not, whether they're their religion or not. Like I'm always going to be on board for that.
And I think we all have that in us.
We do.
And that's our the commonality. That's
Yes.
so beautiful if we could just move through all of this
Oh my
muck and
gosh.
just come together.
All of this is
Kumbaya,
the
all of this. But you know, when we
problem.
talk about like moving into, let's talk about moving into what 5D energy is or like new earth energy. Is that something that you believe?
Yes, I think we can get really caught up in terms like 3D, 5D, which in and of itself is polarizing and separating,
Absolutely.
and
And I'm only using
exactly
it for
not.
lack of better terms and because I know people will understand it in this moment.
And this is one of my, I'm going to go on a little tangent. I promise I'll
Please
come
do.
back.
No, I
But
love tangents.
this is one of my biggest issues with the spiritual community is that the language that is currently used is not, for the most part, understood
Absolutely.
and is not, I don't want to say regulated, but like I could use the term manifesting and mean one thing, and someone else could use the term manifesting, and we're talking about two totally different practices. So nobody really knows what everybody else is talking about, and then I think we're missing the point. Right? So to go back to, do I believe in the whole 5D, 3D separation? 100%. Do I have the perfect words to talk about it? No. But my belief is that we clearly, as a species, have gone maybe a little too far down one particular path. And on a collective basis, we know that isn't what we want. And we need to figure that out. And there are hundreds, thousands of different ways to do that. But we're seeing two clearly differentiated examples of that.
Absolutely.
And so I believe that's what the 5D, 3D kind of is. So I believe we're just going to say there's two main paths for the ease of having the conversation. I don't believe that one path is good and one is bad. One is
Absolutely.
higher vibe, one is low vibe. But I believe that we get to choose which path we take. And at the end of it, we're all going to come together again We're going to have more understanding, more connection. We're going to be in a better place collectively. But some of us need to learn it in different ways.
This is aligning so well with what I believe and talk
But
about.
tell me, what do you
Yeah, no,
believe?
I put an episode out a few months ago where I talked a lot about just kind of all of this information, but I talked a little bit about Donald J. Trump, a little bit, my particular, what my guides told me about or what I was feeling about
Oh,
it.
I'll
And
have to go listen to
I essentially
that
kind of said similar things, like we are getting it, we're getting to the same place in the end. We're just taking different roads based on what we need to experience or learn. And neither is kind of right or wrong. They're just different ways to get there. And it's a choice. I said a little bit more than that, but the gist of it.
What I love about Trump. And yes, I'm going to say that publicly. What I love about Trump is that he is here to shake things up.
That's exactly what I said. Yeah,
And
as
he is
well.
doing a great job,
Yeah.
right? Because he is pushing all of our buttons and he is making us get crystal clear on what is important to us as individuals. And that's how we know which path is the one that we need to take.
Absolutely. Like
So
brings
I say
things to
thank you for
light.
that,
Brings things
right?
to light. Yeah, you need
Yeah.
something to shake it up or it just stays the
Exactly.
same. Absolutely.
So
No, I
some
do agree with
things,
that.
yeah, I'm not going to say he's, again, I don't believe in good or bad. I believe in neutrality, even with people. But I do see that he is serving a really important purpose on Earth right now.
Yes. Yeah, love that. So, how can we embrace more of this? Like, what are some, I guess, tangible ways? What are some ways? Like, this seems like you are kind of innately in this energy. You've maybe always been a bit neutral.
No, not always.
No? Okay,
Far,
so
far less
tell
than again.
us some ways that the collective, those of us that are listening to this and want to achieve more of that neutrality in life,
Okay.
what are some tangible ways we might be able to embrace more of that?
Okay. I can think of three.
Okay,
I've
beautiful.
probably got more. I'll probably think of more, but I
Okay.
think three would be a great place to start. So the first one is let go of the stories you've been telling yourself. We all show up to a conversation with a story about who that person is, what they're going to think, whether it's right or wrong.
Yeah.
You show up from that place, it ain't going to work.
Yeah. And we're a different person to everyone we meet, right?
Yes,
Yeah.
absolutely. So
Yeah.
release the story and just show up open and curious. When you can always do that, and that's okay. But when you can, do that. The second thing I would say is to use neutral language. State facts, right? Like, if you, let me think of an example of this. Like, okay, so we talked about how I'm passing kidney stones this week, right?
Yes, oh my
And
goodness.
if I am going to say to myself, oh my God, I'm in so much pain, something's wrong, I don't know what's happening, I need help. I'm telling myself a story that is going
Yeah.
to invoke an emotional response, is going to activate my nervous system, it's going to kick me into that fear. Everything's going to be terrifying and horrible.
Yeah.
But if I can say, okay, I'm experiencing discomfort in my body, that's a fact. I know that a kidney stone is leaving. I trust that my body is healing. Exactly the same physical experience. One sends me down a fear spiral and one me brings me back into trust. Right? So it's exactly the same physical experience, but the fact that I'm not judging the experience is, oh my God, it's wrong that my body is doing this. It's just my body is doing this. You don't have to go to the positive. You don't have to love and light it. Just this is the experience I'm having. And I find that I want to say 100% of the time, if I'm wrong, tell me. But 100% of the time, the reason why we are suffering is because of the story we have told ourselves around it. Right? It's the judgment, the negative language that we use. So if we can show up just to a conversation and say, I see you believe in this, tell me more, rather than how can you possibly think that that's okay? Same conversation, totally different vibe and outcome.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
And then the third thing I would say is to be present. So, whenever we are anxious, again, without exception, we are in the future.
Yes.
What if this happens? What if it all goes to pot? What if I'm wrong? Whatever. It's the what ifs, right? Anxiety is worrying about something that hasn't happened yet.
That's right.
Okay. So if we can bring our attention to the present moment, what's happening here? I'm here in my office having a conversation with Amy just to see where we end up. Like, how can that be terrifying? Right. And so even coming back to the body, like hand to heart, take a nice deep breath, be present, show up to the conversation in this moment, not trying to convince them, worried about what they're going to say, or even the opposite. Well, last time this is what happened. And so you're bringing all the anger and the wounding from a previous conversation. That's going to color it too. So stay present, use neutral language. And then I'm trying to think what the first thing was I said. I know there was three.
I know too, but I didn't.
Oh, the stories. Remove the
Stories, yes.
stories. So I think
That's a huge
that would
one.
be a great place to start. And to just see how that feels.
Absolutely. That's really good advice that you can use in any situation. Any. Do you find, we talked a little bit about like your husband, the Jehovah Witness, and you're like, come on in and tell me about it. So it sounded like your husband's even like, oh my God, shut the door. All right. Will you tell me a little bit about, does this show up in your personal life in any way? Or how is this, have
When
you
you say
grown?
this, what do you mean
Like
specifically?
meaning coming from two different places, because we all do,
Oh,
right?
yeah.
Or like even I've noticed, just as an observation, that a lot of women or men that work in kind of a spiritual led field service, I don't want to say all the time, but oftentimes I've noticed that they'll talk about their spouse or their partner not necessarily being aligned with them that way, or it's very different. And so is that is your experience as well with your spouse?
Yes, like so much.
You guys have been together a long time, right?
So Mike and I we were friends first. I was in high school, he was in college, and then we started dating 25 years ago. We've been married for 22 years. So yeah, long relationship. Mike thinks I'm absolutely batshit crazy. And like doesn't even pretend. He thinks I'm insane. He thinks all of this is pretend and imaginary. He absolutely thinks I'm crazy. And he is my biggest supporter.
My husband is exactly the same way.
Yeah. And this is a beautiful example of what we're talking about. So he doesn't need to believe the same thing as me
That's
to
right.
support me in believing it. And I used to work in finance. And after I had our second child, he said, "Why don't you quit and do this woo-woo stuff full time?" His idea. He built me an office. He created a safe space for me to explore this, thinking it's absolutely insane. And I've asked him, like, why? Like, why are you so supportive of something that you cannot relate to in any way, shape, or form? And he says, "I see how much you believe in it and how much joy and peace it brings you. And I see your clients afterwards and how much joy and peace it brings them." And he said, even if you are, he calls me a placebo. He says, so even if you're a placebo, you're doing good in the world. Right? So yeah, it's definitely not something he believes in. But I'll tell you, he knows the language now.
I bet he does.
It's been a long time of this. Yeah, does that answer your question?
And I've seen so many similarities. Like my husband and I have been together 20 almost 22 years, a similar. And also after I had the second child, why don't you stay home and explore what it is that you want to do? And created my office space and does all my editing, does all
Oh,
my
really?
bookkeeping, does everything. I just show up.
Oh, how lovely. I have to have a chat with Mike.
Well, he has now retired after 23 years of military service. So this is he's like, let's take it on the road.
Oh,
I'll be
beautiful.
your groupie and you. But at the same time, is like, yeah, like you're crazy. Like, but it says it in a kind of good-natured kind of way, doesn't relate to what I do, doesn't really understand it, doesn't not necessarily interested in it for himself.
Yep.
However, again, sees the reviews come in, sees, you know, the conversation, sees the bookings keep coming in, and it's like, well, I don't know what you're doing, but you're obviously doing something right and you're really damn good at it. So, you know, who am I to get in your way? I'm just wanting to support you. Doesn't have to understand it.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah, it is. It is very much. That's a really good example of neutrality.
Yes.
Yeah. So then we just have to get on the same page with all the other things we disagree with.
And that's what I was just going to say here too, is that I don't think we agree. Like, I could probably count on one hand the things that, like, the big things that Mike and I agree on. We agree on nothing. We have no similar interests. Like, we literally Same. Are polar opposites.
Yeah.
And I think it's actually a gift because, and I'm curious to see if this is your experience as well, but because I've always been connected to spirit, I have a tendency to leave my body. I have a tendency to be ungrounded. I mean, it's a necessity or necessary part yes. of our work. And all that man has to do is lay a hand on me and boom, I'm back in my body. I'm present. I'm grounded. Like, I think if I was married to someone who was like me, like, I don't know if the bills would get paid. I don't know
Absolutely.
If beer would be on the table.
Absolutely.
You know what
exactly.
I mean?
Exactly. Yes. Yes. Yeah.
So I think that people like us need it doesn't that. Have to be our partner necessarily. It can be a friend. It can be a parent. It can be a pet, right?
Yes.
But I think we definitely need someone that is more of a lower vibe, not in a negative way, but more grounded. And I truly do believe, and I tell this to Mike all the time and he laughs, I believe he is one of the most spiritually advanced people I've ever met. And I believe that his soul contract to me in this lifetime was to not go there so that he can support me in expanding my gifts.
Yeah. Yeah. That's beautiful.
And we'll find out when we die, right?
We'll find out one day.
Who's right.
Yeah. I absolutely can see that, like, within my relationship as well.
When like, we what a sacrifice. Sorry.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I was going to say, like, kind of off topic, but not really. Are you someone that kind of dives into the astrological side? Is that an interest of yours or something you know much about?
No, I don't know much about it. Interested? Hell yes.
Yeah.
Fascinated? Totally. But it's just, as I'm sure you can relate, there's so much information that I get like 24/7. I have to pick and choose what I focus on.
Yeah.
And astrology is not one of the things. It's not my area of expertise. So I believe in it.
Mm-hmm.
I have a bunch of friends who are very into it that I ask their opinions all the time.
Right.
But I am not in a place where I can offer any advice on that.
Right. I would say similar for myself. It's something I'm very, very interested in. But no, I wouldn't say that I could offer expertise. The reason I'm asking is because I wondered if you had any like similar kind of stuff going on in your chart.
I don't
husband
know.
And yourself, that would be really curious. Or even like on the gene key side or human design, if those are things.
So we're both manifesting generators.
Okay.
I know that.
Yeah.
And again, I don't know much at all about human design. Just, you know, how you can go online and put in the date, get your thing.
You get your body graph.
Yeah, I got that. I'm a Pisces, which is a water sign. Mike is a Cancer, which is
a water
sign.
Yeah.
But that's about the extent of my knowledge.
Yeah. No, I just, my husband and I are only 12 days apart, like in age, but, we have very, very similar birth charts.
So same signs?
We're both Capricorn suns.
Okay.
He is a Taurus moon and rising, so he's all earth. Grounded, stable.
I need that.
Well, I'm Capricorn sun and Virgo rising, so those are the earth, but my Libra moon, which is air, creates that little bit of balance. But also, like, we have the same north node, same south node, we have the same midheaven, like we have a lot of similar. And then when I looked into the human design of my husband, myself, and our three children, my husband and I are both generators. The kids are all different than that, but we have, like, my husband and I almost have the same chart. It's really interesting. But
that is interesting.
We live it different ways. Like, we express it different ways, which I find cool and interesting. So I always like to check in on that. What do you have going on that's similar?
It's almost like the yin and yang,
Yeah.
you and your husband, right? The same energy, but different expressions, balance, harmony. Super
And I
cool.
remind myself of that at the end, like the neutral piece as well, when we get in our little tips about things that we might not understand about each other or like, it's like we're coming at this from the same place, because although we are also polar opposites in terms of like our interests and things like that, one thing that we've always agreed on right from the get-go is we have the same kind of core values and belief, like beliefs in, general. What we want is exactly the same.
Yes.
How we do it is a little different.
Yes.
That's where
Which is
the
what we've been
learning
talking
comes.
about.
Yes, right.
Yeah. And Mike and I are the same. We've always said it's not about our belief system, it's about the core values that underlie it.
Yes.
And we both believe in freedom and truth and kindness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love this. This has been an amazing conversation.
I've enjoyed it as
I've
well.
enjoyed it. I know that people will take something out of it. I think this is a very relatable topic. I feel like everyone can relate to this in
Yeah,
some way.
probably.
I hope you're, I, well, I wouldn't, I keep using the word hope. I'm very focused on the language when you're talking. It makes it
I'm
even more
sorry.
highlight. No, it's good. I love this about, because this is what growth is all about, the awareness, because that's something that I struggle with and I've noticed. And my own intuition has said, be careful about how you word things. You are not tired. You are feeling tired. You're experiencing fatigue. You are not
Yes.
tired. Do not label
Yeah.
that on
Or
yourself. That's something.
even I need a rest.
Yes.
Go to the higher
Yes.
vibrational version.
That's right. Yeah. But you called me out a little bit when I was going through my eye situation. And I had made a story and I had said something where I said my bad eye. And then as soon as I put it out, I went like, wait a second, it's not my bad eye. And like I kind of caught myself doing that. No, it's not my bad eye. And I was like literally talking to both of my eyes every day, sending healing and affirmation to both of them. And then you called me and I'm like, yep, thank you. Thank you. I know I've got to reword that, but it's so important. I feel like we all
Is
can do that and we need to be
our
aware.
yeah our thoughts literally create a reality.
Yeah.
And I know people think that's just woo-woo and whatever, but it's so true. And if you speak to yourself kindly, positively, proactively, you will flow through even the dumpster fire that is 2025
Yeah.
with so much grace and trust and ease than if everything sucks and it should be different.
Yeah. And if you can just take things from a perspective of growth versus judgment, like some in the past, I will say, I am somebody, we talked about confrontation a little bit. I am someone that has always avoided in the past confrontation. It's like my Libra moon of like, can we just all get along? I'm gonna sweep this under the rug, don't want to deal with it, right? But that is creates a mountain out of a molehill in the long run. But yeah, this work and this awareness has allowed me to get more comfortable with confrontation, because it doesn't have to be polarizing, it doesn't have to be extreme. It's almost like I was trying to prevent creating some sort of shit storm. You know what I mean? So I'm just
I
gonna
do.
back out. I'm going to be quiet because I don't want to deal with this, because I don't want to deal with what I'm predicting may happen. But then nothing gets solved, nothing gets done. So,
And again, I feel it's even the connotation to the word confrontation. It's negative.
no,
But to me, confrontation is stating my truth, asking you where you are, and hey, can we meet in the middle? To me, it's a positive thing. But because we've been taught, especially as women, be nice, don't upset anybody, blah, blah, blah. But I will tell you, the group of friends that I have in my life, and even my family, just because they have no other choice, being family with me, confrontation's a regular occurrence, and it's loving, and it's connecting, and it's beautiful. And never does it end up with more polarization.
That's wonderful. What a gift for your children as well.
Oh yeah, and we don't
For the
even
school.
fight. No one fights in the house. I have, well, they're now adults, 18 and 20, but even in the teen years, I loved it. We didn't fight. We had open, honest conversations of how someone said something and how it made them feel and why they didn't appreciate it, and then we repaired it and we moved on.
Such a gift.
Yeah.
But then we'll just be the way their innate ability to communicate with their partners and their
Yeah,
children,
I
right?
hope so.
Continues it down the line. I hope so
Yeah.
too. I feel it will. I just want to briefly speak about when we talked about confrontation, we talked about especially women. This kind of comes full circle to something we talked a little bit about before this conversation, and that was around maybe some connection to nervous system, autoimmune things.
Yeah.
I was recently listening to something by Mel Robbins. She had somebody on, I cannot remember who it was. They're talking about the prevalence of autoimmune conditions
Yeah.
with women, especially, and
Yeah.
how it might have been Gabe. Is it Gabor or Gabor? Maybe
Gabor
Gabor.
actually
I think
works
it
with
was
him.
him. I feel it was him.
Yeah.
And he was just talking about, it coming down to this fear of, I don't know if it's fear of confrontation, but the avoidance of kind of ruffling any feathers or struggling with boundaries, struggling with saying no, knowing when enough is enough,
Yeah.
giving, giving, giving without receiving. Do you see that a lot in your work, whether when you're
Yes,
working with people and
every
supporting them?
single person, not even just in my work, in my
In your
life,
life with
every
women.
single person, when we are born, we have the need to attach to another human.
Yes.
Human babies cannot survive on their own. That's a biological fact. And so, in order to create secure attachment, we ditch our authenticity, our needs, our wants, our desires. Like as a little kid, if we're told, don't do that, okay. Like we don't want our parents to get mad. We don't want to be the loud kid. For me, it was talking, 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 like stop talking so
Yeah.
much, right?
And at school too.
Yes. And
Yeah.
so in order to be included, to belong, which equates into biological safety,
Yeah.
we alter the truth of who we are.
Yes.
That is ingrained in our society. And then, like you say, we go to school, we have to sit still and do this. Okay, so we take a little bit more of ourselves away. And then you're a teenager and you want to fit in, you want to be in the
Yeah.
cool crowd or even just any crowd for that matter, right? And then as an adult, to find a partner, to get a job, to keep the
Yeah.
job, to get a
Yeah.
promotion. And so it's an epidemic, I would
I
say.
agree. Yeah.
Of us denying the truth of who we are, hiding that, cramming it down, and then our physical body saying, hey, you might want to look at this.
Yeah. Remember me?
Yeah. Oh,
Remember
yes.
me?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I feel like when we talk about things like I'm right in the kind of thick of just beginning the whole perimenopausal journey.
Welcome.
I feel like when this begins, it's like, hey, remember me? I feel like that comes
Yes.
rushing in
Oh,
for
and
us.
that's, sorry, you go, but
No,
I want
you go
to say.
ahead. No, that was the end of what I was saying.
Well, the whole perimenopause, menopause conversation, huge, huge pet peeve of mine. We have been told, and it seems to be everywhere right
Yeah.
now. I don't know if that's just because I'm a middle-aged woman, I see it more, but that it's a falling apart. Everything's going to go to pot. It's going to be horrible. And absolutely, we are changing. We will feel change within the body.
Yeah.
I'm not going to deny that. But it's a remembering. It's
Yes,
a
I
time to
agree.
take our power back. It's
Yeah.
an evolution. Like it's a good thing to you and a
Yeah.
good. I don't believe in good or bad, but it's an empowering time
Yes.
if you choose
If
to
you
accept it.
choose, yeah. And that is how I am trying to navigate it in this moment of erasing the stories of, oh, I'm not going to be a woman anymore, or it's
Oh
going to be
my gosh.
terrible. I'm going to be sweating 24. Maybe I will be sweating 24/7, but
Maybe
it's
you
because
will, but maybe you won't.
it's like creating something. I'm like visualizing when you put a beautiful piece of pottery in the kiln, right? It like has to get hot in order
My
to
God,
become
I
what it's
love
going to
that.
be.
Yes.
Yeah, it's
So
a
I will
part of the
tell.
process of becoming.
And again, it can be, but like, I'm not a super sweaty woman. I
Doesn't have to
personally
be.
have very few symptoms. And the symptoms I do have, again, I embrace, like, I have had hot flashes before. And when they happen, again, it's coming back to this perspective and choosing to believe something.
Yeah.
But so many women will have it and then panic.
Yeah.
But every time it comes up for me, I'm like, okay, my body is burning away some bullshit that it doesn't
Yeah,
need
that's
to
what I'm.
hold anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
Burn it up. And I find that when I just lean into it, like anything, emotion, pain, like kidney stones, you name it, when we lean into it, when we embrace it as being exactly where we need to be, not wrong, and we relax, it passes so fast. And when we tell ourselves a story, think it's wrong, try to fix it, figure it out, we are grasping and extending the discomfort and the pain.
And I would say, like, just my recent experience with my retina detachment.
Yep.
If I didn't have that kind of the awareness that I have now, or, you know, the ability to kind of step into that place of I am safe, you know, this is happening for me.
Yeah.
It's happening. It's kind of like meant to happen. You know, this, I'm in the right place, right time. It helped me get through it. I don't know how I would have got through it if otherwise, you know.
It would
Well,
have
I
been
know I would
absolutely
have. It would
terrifying.
have been much more terrifying.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I would have got through it, obviously. But yeah, it would have been a much different experience of it.
And I believe your body wouldn't have healed as well as it is healing. And I know it from you may think it's taking too long, right? But your body's healing.
Absolutely. And getting where it needs to be. And
Yeah.
I just keep flipping it on the switch and going, okay, you know, like third eye upgrade, you know, this eye might have been a
Oh,
little bit out of
I
commission, but here we go. Like so, again, it's transform. I'm transforming into.
Have you noticed that your third eye, like your
Well,
intuition
you
is
know what was
getting?
very interesting is the experience of like when I, because I had what was called long acting gas in my eye. So
Okay.
that was in there for 60 full days. So for 60 days, I had gas in my eye, which obviously I couldn't really see through. Just light and shadows. While I was going through that experience, all of my other senses like were increased, like it felt like tenfold. And I'm very hard of hearing. I'm 20% of hearing in one ear.
Okay.
And I felt like I could hear better than ever before. And I felt like I could feel things differently. So I guess, I mean, there's that more positive aspect. And that's what I was focusing on. It was like, ooh, I can hear everything. I can feel everything. I felt like my dreams were more wild in some way, more clear,
Yeah.
enhanced. So yeah, I do believe something's going on.
That's so cool. And what hopefully will transpire is the removal of the vision has activated different parts in your brain so that you can experience life more fully. And then once you receive what you need, your eye will come back online and you'll get both.
Absolutely.
Hopefully, right?
I agree. Yeah, I totally agree. This has been a beautiful conversation. I appreciate you so much. I know that the audience will love you and get a lot of this out of this conversation.
Oh,
So
thank you,
thank you as
Amy.
always for showing up as your real self. I love your office background. It has such a
Oh,
good, a beautiful
thank
vibe.
you.
I'm loving it. Yeah, and take good care.
You as well.
Okay.
We'll be talking soon
We'll
on
be talking
Instagram, I'm
again.
sure.
Maybe we can talk, come on and talk about something different in the future.
I would love that. Anytime,
Sure.
let me know for
Okay.
sure.
Thank you, everyone. Thanks for listening. See you next week.
If you have enjoyed this episode, please consider hopping on over to wherever you listen to your podcast and giving it a 5-star review. Thank you so much in advance. If you'd like to keep in touch, please head over to my website, theintuitiverising.com, to keep up with all the things that I have been doing. I also have a private Facebook community for people just like you. It's called the Intuitive Rising Community. All you gotta do is request to join, and I will let you in. Keep rising.